All right, welcome to the fourth episode of the second season, third season of Charlie and Me.
Seamless.
If you're not our friends and family, still have no clue why you're listening, and podcast listens are down, so we're beating the odds. But we got a good show lined up for you. If you are our friends and family, really hope you enjoy it. Quarantine's fun, so why not enjoy this?
Keep the good times rolling.
Keep the good times rolling.
Is that a song? Is that a song? I think it's a song.
Probably.
It's a saying, I know that at least.
I'm sure it's a song of some sort in some area of the world.
Sounds like it'd be good with a good banjo.
Yeah, maybe like Darius Rucker.
Ooh, now we're cooking. Grant, give us your update on like week three, I think? Week three of quarantine?
No clue which week it is anymore. I don't know what day of the week it is even.
My day counter is at 26 sounds right.
Okay, well that's closer to week four then.
But we just completed like week three or four in between our last reading or recording.
Okay, all right. Either way.
So, Grant, tell us about your last week.
A lot to report, actually. It was really busy. I got an Xbox, so I've been playing my Xbox.
I cracked too.
It's been a lot of Xbox playing, actually. Gotta be honest, it's a really good time killer. I'm getting a little nervous though that after this ends, I'm just gonna keep using it to kill time and not be productive, which a lot of potential. A lot of potential.
It's a risk you're willing to take.
Right. I think Dr. Fauci said today, Tuesday, April 7th, that it's not gonna be a flip of a switch, so life's just not gonna go right back to normal. So
Grant got an Xbox to combat the anti-normal.
Exactly. I'm going to get a little normal in with an Xbox.
I mean, I got one too, so like in 2 days I'll be right there with you.
Nice.
Can't wait.
Nice. Otherwise, every work day, doesn't matter what time it is, it feels like 2 p.m.
See, yeah, you texted me that today. I put the caveat every hour in the afternoon.
Well, anything after about 10 o'clock in the morning to me is 2 p.m.
My days have been sticking pretty like good. I think it's because I have a good routine in the morning. But then I get to the afternoon and I'm like, okay, well, just 3 more hours until I get off work. And then I look at the clock, I swear it's been like 2 hours, like, oh, it's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Someone at work today goes, man, time is flying by and crawling all at the same time. I didn't really get it until the afternoon hit. I'm like, yeah.
It's just crawling for me. And then it was super nice out today, and I'm sitting here staring. Luckily, I sit right by the window, so I always get sunlight on me during the day, which is nice. I mean, humble brag.
You're getting the D.
Humble brag, getting the D. The vitamin D. But otherwise, after 10 in the morning, I'm fairly positive time and space don't line up.
The time-space continuum are just no longer...
Something's wrong.
COVID-19 got the time-space continuum sick.
It is hacking up alone.
Recovery, but
we're hoping. Yeah, otherwise, just trying to stay away from reading too much news.
It's like, it's just depressing.
No news is good news.
And I'm having a hard time.
It's never been more true.
It seems to come up everywhere.
It just pops up and
you just get hooked by one article or one story.
And I challenge everyone listening to count how many times they have the exact same conversation about the virus in a week.
In a week, it's just 7. One per day. Well, I mean, it's at least 7.
Oh, at least 7. You talk to at least one person a day, I'm assuming.
Are we talking about the same show?
What?
Or like, what parameters?
I'm saying anytime you talk to someone, how often do you bring it up?
Oh, that's about the news. Yeah, no, that's a good one.
How often
yeah.
do you guys talk about it? And I will guarantee you it's a lot more than 7 in a week. I'm having text conversations with people on end only talking about the virus. And I'm like, golly, this could stop.
I don't know.
If the virus could just like chill out, I'd be cool with that.
I think I,
Hey, yo, coronavirus, chill.
Just take a backseat.
Yeah. Yo, chill, dude.
I called Doc Gun. I don't know. I think I could go a couple of days without talking about the coronavirus to anyone.
Give it a shot. It's going to come up on a work call. I guarantee it.
Challenge accepted. I'm just going to not take work calls.
But you have a work call every day you have to take, so boom.
Boom. It got moved every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
So you can go one day without talking about it.
I can go 8 hours.
We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, it's insane.
Not kind of tomorrow, because I have a big work call tomorrow, so it'll come up there.
That being said, summertime Chicago was out today.
Oh, it was beautiful.
And walking around Wrigleyville with no bars open, no organ music coming out of the field, 75 degrees and sunny, everyone's wearing masks. It's weird.
But it was beautiful being outside.
It was beautiful being outside, but it was weird.
Yeah.
It was a different vibe. Summertime Chi is...
It's different.
And there's no lake. The lakefront... Well, the lake's still there, but...
The lake's gone. They took the lake.
Yo, coronavirus, give us our lake back, damn it.
Well, Minnesota, they closed the lakes and everything, all the parks, for the whole summer. They didn't even postpone it, just the whole summer.
But that's like the pools and stuff. People can still go for walks around the lake.
Yeah, but there's no, like, gatherings at the lakes, which is, like...
Yeah, but...
Gas for the lakes.
That's wild, I know. The lakes are life up there. But... I mean, I can't even go for a run along the lake. It's terrible. I see the lake from across Lakeshore Drive, and I wave. It doesn't wave back, but I wave.
Hey, Mitchie.
Every morning, like, hey, guys. Michigan. Yeah, but it's weird. It's a weird time. Spring has sprung, and we are stuck.
I cut my hair.
Oh, yeah, Charlie, what'd you do?
I had the ambitious idea of cutting my hair. So, I don't know. Anytime my hair gets to, like, to my ears, it really starts to bug me. I don't like long hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, how hard could it be? And I started, like, planning it, and got my hair all wet. I was like, oh, I'll just cut here, and then I'll do that fancy, like, finger thing that the people at the shop do, like, put, you know, fingers in, like, dip above your finger. So I did the first cut, like, my bangs, across my bangs, and I was like, I do not have the skill to do this across my whole head with these scissors. So I just, like, got frustrated in a snap judgment, just pulled up my buzzer and went, zzz, zzz. And I was like, well, I guess we're doing that the whole way now.
Buzzed her up.
Buzzed up, so.
So do you feel a little bit like you're 10 again?
Kind of. I mean, this is the haircut I rock for, like.
You got your summertime haircut. You're going to go to your Little League game on Saturday.
Except for I just have a full beard.
Yeah, I am 12.
I am 12.
Yeah.
I went running. Today was the first run since the haircut. And a couple of times, I was used to, like, having to, like, push my hair back. And I did it. And I'm like, oh, like,
Yo, rookie move. I always wear a hat.
I wanted to feel the sun on my face today.
Nah, dude. I always wear a hat. I wear a hat even when I go for walks.
I was going to say, this is also the first time I didn't wear a hat in, like, 3 months when I ran. So
why were you pushing your hair back? Now I'm lost. Why were you saying you're pushing your hair back on runs? You're lying to us. Don't lie to our listeners. Our listeners are loyal.
I take my hat off, push my hair back, put my hair back on. Hat back on.
I only do that if I have a scratch.
Scratch, scratch.
And then I put my hat back on.
It's like a stoplight habit.
Nah, I keep my hat on. I look really tough. I look really tough at stoplights. I just stand there and just don't breathe.
I'm not tired.
Exactly. I'm not tired. Just hold your breath.
Really freaks some people out.
Yeah, otherwise, quarantine's got us pretty... I feel like I found a stride.
Puzzles.
I found a stride. Oh, you're out of puzzles. I found a stride.
Yeah. I didn't hear you say what.
I found my stride. I feel like I found my stride a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I have a routine. That's cool.
But I want to go back to normal stuff. I would like to see some people again. How about that?
Today was just a quintessential, like, if it was a work day, go out for an outdoor patio, happy hour. If it was a weekend, just be on an outdoor patio all day kind of day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wouldn't have been inside at all today if...
I didn't have to.
Well, on a lighter note,
we might make some people laugh at this next part. I don't know.
I hope
maybe,
so.
Maybe it'll just be stupid, but maybe it'll be stupidly funny.
Okay, we can only hope. Let's give her a shot. It's our podium. Our podium is the podium of quarantine. I call it the quarantine crazies. Things people do when they're going crazy in quarantine or shelter in place, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, this is different than I prepared for.
Well, that's weird.
I thought we were doing crazy things people do in quarantine.
That's the same thing.
Nah, I put some spins on mine. Grant, you go first.
Okay, well, I'm not sure what Charlie's getting into. But I'm going to start with the classic cut your hair, Charlie.
Yeah, I did that one.
Or color your hair, that counts.
Yeah, hair.
Like bleaching it or...
I was going to say mutilation, but it wasn't mutilation.
Nope. Changing your hairstyle at all without just the natural growth. Quarantine crazy.
Like facial hair too. Play half beards.
True.
I think it all counts.
Sure, it all counts. I'll let it count.
Yeah. Okay. Well, curveball. I'm going to say do more yoga. I feel like a lot more people are doing like in-house yoga now that they're all cooped up. Than before.
Yeah, I mean, yoga is pretty popular to begin with, but...
In-house, they're doing their own yoga.
Yeah.
Studios to go to, I think people are, like, even more people who don't do it are not doing it during their day. Stress relievers, just to get rid of those bad...
That doesn't seem very crazy, though.
Well, you really threw a curveball with me.
Well, I said crazy when I suggested to you to begin with, and you said, yeah, let's do it. So, I don't know. You're going to really have to spin yours.
You want crazy? I'll take yoga back if you want.
It's too late now. You got two more picks, buddy.
Okay.
Second one I have. Text your ex. Get lonely in quarantine. Don't know what's going on.
Hey, boo. Just
shoot out the feeler. Like, sup? You know?
Hey, boo.
How you been? Where you stay at most nights? That kind of stuff, you know?
Where you stay at most nights? Interesting. Let me know how that one works for you.
Yeah. We'll find out. I hope I don't end up getting it. I'm not crazy yet.
Okay. My second one, first really crazy one, is break quarantine.
So go over to someone's house?
Crazy people do crazy things. Break quarantine.
Okay. Fair. That's kind of crazy, I guess.
Yeah,
Maybe it's for their own sanity. Ooh.
That's crazy, man.
Ooh. This one isn't nearly as funny as I thought it'd be.
Nope. this one is a headache on.
Social media spirals where you literally click on like 15 things and you end up way down a path that you didn't mean to go on. Like watching videos on Instagram that I didn't even, like I've 15 times removed from following the account and I'm in someone's account. It happens. You just start going, you're like, oh, that's, who's this? Oh, who's, and then you're watching a video and you're like, how did I get here? It's like you wake up, you wake up out of a dream and you're in the middle of an Instagram video that you don't even know whose page it is. Happens.
Yeah. Can't say it's happened to me personally, but I'm not very big into like diving in on social media, but it really kind of relates to my last one. Mine was like the reminiscing, going through old photos, like scrapbooks or like home videos.
Yeah, or like just scrolling through your Apple, what do they call it?
Photos?
Your photos, yeah.
I started with photos, scrapbooks.
Yeah, but I know, then you went scrapbooks, I'm thinking like actual photos, because you just went scrapbooks. Who the fuck has scrapbooks anymore?
I feel like that might be more of a thing if like you're at home, though.
Yeah, I don't have any scrapbooks.
I mean, I don't have any here, but...
I'm just imagining you had a whole stack of them in your room somewhere, just sitting there before bed, like, I'm reading before bed. What are you reading? Scrapbooks.
I'm reading Charlie 2012.
Yeah. This is Charlie 5th grade. It's a really good book. Pictures only.
No, like the whole like going down memory or like memory lane.
Yeah, that's a dark path though. You know, memory lane, you're like, wow. Then I remember. Then you're like, oh, I remember when I could go outside.
Remember and I could go like the Grand Canyon.
Oh, remember if I just wanted to get on a flight tomorrow, I could do that.
Yeah. You still can. You can still fly.
Yes. Yeah. In some places. Sure.
Now, on the next episode, Charlie and Grant try to go fly.
Yeah, we're going to Thailand. Cheap flights.
We'll see how long it takes us to get denied access.
You think we can get visas to China right now?
No.
Oh.
China closed their borders. all foreigners. I read the news, sorry.
Yeah, no, they closed it all foreigners because the travelers are bringing in the virus again. Second wave. Yeah.
They think it was mainly, though, just, like, college students coming home.
So, like, going back to China or going...
Like, Chinese college students who, like, were studying abroad, going back to China.
Whoa. They're not foreigners. Those are Chinese nationals.
I said Chinese students studying abroad.
I know, but I'm saying, like, why close it to foreigners then? What did the foreigners do? What did we ever do?
I mean, we closed our border to them.
I know. I have one more, if you don't have any other ones.
Well, I mean, I gave my three.
Yeah, I did too, but I just had one more, the honorable mention.
Okay, sir. Awesome.
Like day drinking on like a random time. I see so many people just like popping a drink at right in the morning.
The Zoom happy hours.
Yeah, the Zoom happy hours. It's 11 a.m. on Tuesday. Sure. Why not?
I mean, I got one scheduled for 11 on Sunday next week, so, or this week.
Yeah, but Sunday fun day, it's a little different, right? You know, it's a Sunday.
Yeah, well, I saw like a meme or something. It was like vacation and quarantine. There are no. It's 5 o'clock every clock or something like that.
Dude, there's no rules. I didn't wear pants at all today. If I'm being honest with you, not just like I just wore like running shorts, which are basically like underwear.
Well, that's what I'm wearing right now.
And then running shorts around my house too. And then I walked around in running shorts. Period.
Like that is a big for wearing.
Except for the ones the ones I ran in were longer than the ones I wore around normally. Yeah.
I put my first pair of chinos on in probably 2.5 weeks.
Oh, I don't have any other pants, so I just would wear chinos all the time.
Yeah.
When it's cold. But it's 75 degrees outside.
It was way too hot for sweats today.
Too hot. I haven't put on a pair of sweats in quarantine. Fun fact.
Oh. I went outside today, and I don't have a mask. So I wore, like, a ski buff, a running buff, and I felt like I was going to go walk in, like, hold the place up.
You looked like it, too. Terrible. Looked terrible.
Not good. Not a good look.
Nah.
I felt stupid for wearing it. But...
No, not everyone's wearing them. I don't know why. I mean, maybe it's important. I don't know. I don't want to put it on yet. Not until I'm the only one not wearing it. Then I'll consider putting one on.
I've been waiting for your mom's care package.
Yeah. It's in the mail, I think. I have no idea. Do you have any other animal mentions before we move on to the interview?
Making crazy masks.
Crazy masks. All right, let's jump into the interview. We'll have some fun with it here. All right, now we welcome on... I don't want to say... A reoccurring guest, third or fourth time, I don't know how many times, Alex Fossum helped us to unite as a podcast, we'll put it like that. Alex, welcome back.
Great to be here. Oh. Thank you.
First thing we'll ask, it's always a Charlie Mee related question, but we've been to a lot of themed parties in our day, so what's your favorite Charlie and Mee themed party moment? Boom.
Themed party moment?
I'll start out I had an answer for this because I figured you might
need
some help.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
So my answer was when we all went to the last Hanukkahmas.
Oh, like after we graduated?
After we graduated, we all went to the last Hanukkahmas.
We were like the lost island toys.
Yeah, we were just a bunch of misfits and we showed up.
Misfits. And, yeah, that was a good one.
And
everyone.
Yeah, I just handed out Smirnoff Ices to anyone that had two legs.
I just had a backpack full of Smirnoffs.
Yeah. I think I bought 12 of them and we handed out all 12. And then someone tried to ice me and I didn't fall for it. And then they were really pissed off and then made me drink it anyway, which didn't make any sense. But
I'm sure Grant was putting up a big fight against that.
And then to put a bow on top of everything, I soberly drove there and was going to leave my car there.
And
I gave Ryan my keys because he wasn't drinking and he drove back.
Yeah.
I thought at 12:30 at night that someone had stolen my car, so I called my mom.
I think that was one of my favorite, like my last favorite Grant, like one of our Charlie and Me stories, was that was your specific story, is that you called your mom at midnight.
It was great, yeah.
Because you thought you lost your car.
They pick up the phone and they're like, Grant, what's wrong? I think my car got stolen. Did you? Well, don't. She goes, well, don't call the police yet.
That was the best piece of advice she could have given you.
Yeah, it's true.
Wait, so just Charlie, do you have an answer for that one?
No.
What, you don't have a favorite? What the hell?
I was gonna say probably a Halloween.
Halloweens were always pretty wild.
Yeah, that's true.
It weirdly might be like the week after our Halloween party. Coincidentally, the Cubs had just won the World Series, but we were raking the lawn of the volleyball house, and Jacob stopped by, and we were talking about the Halloween party with our landlord.
Yeah, that could be.
It's not as bad. The first Halloween party when someone who will remain unnamed painted their name on the wall, and then our landlord.
Halloween.
Oh, whenever it was. Oh, printed their initials, and then our landlord knew the initials and knew who it was.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm late to the party because I met you guys when I was a sophomore, and I didn't know you before that. And I don't know if this is technically your party, but one of my all-time favorites is Feaster.
Oh, yeah.
Combining Thanksgiving and Easter, because we always get the great, like, you know, meal made by the LGC guys, and then you get, like, whatever else random Easter candy people bring.
Exactly. Feaster. It's about this time of year, too, that we do Feaster, isn't it?
Yeah. It probably is.
It probably would have happened like a week or two ago, because wasn't always right in between indoor and outdoor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been like a week ago. Damn.
Man, I could have thrown another Feaster at my house all by myself.
With Zoom.
In quarantine. All right. Ooh, we should throw a Charlie and me Zoom Feaster.
You should definitely do that.
Put it on the books.
Great. Put it on the books. See, this is why we invite her on.
I've only done one Zoom meeting with people and like one FaceTime. I'm pretty bad at keeping in touch during quarantine.
Really?
So this is perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
We gotta get you in the rotation.
We'll get you. Yeah. We'll work you in the rotation. Mm-hmm. Don't worry.
Yeah. It's honestly, perfect. Like, not to brag, but it's like most nights I talk to someone or groups of people.
I talk to one of the 19 guys in my head, so.
Oh my god.
Alan, Steve, Brandon.
Someone's always saying something. So to build off of that, keep it moving. Feaster, going off of Feaster, brings up a very, very interesting point, a hot topic for you especially.
Might go on your gravestone.
Peeps.
But they're the worst candy ever. Like, what's the question?
Yeah, exactly. So, what drove your hatred for Peeps? Like, I'm not sure I understand why you dislike Peeps so much. I don't like Peeps personally, but I don't have the vendetta that you hold against Peeps.
I think I was born with it.
Or maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe, but. Have you tasted a Peep before? Because I think I rest my case in that.
If I'm being honest,
there's nothing good about it.
I've never had it, but they just look like marshmallows.
Do you need me to send you a care package?
You know, I'm good. I prefer not to have. I don't want to share my address over the airwaves. I'll get some hate mail.
No, just like nothing about them makes sense to me. There's no like nothing nutritious about them. They don't taste good. They're like basically fake. And then on top of that, they have like more flavors that I can name on my two hands. Like they have root beer flavored,
watermelon flavors. So
yeah, I don't know. It's just like I don't get it. And they make so much money year round.
Yeah.
What do you hate more, like 100 degree hot humid day in the middle of summer, no AC, or Peeps?
Peeps.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
It's funny because I wrote a list of questions for you guys, and one of them is worst Easter candy, and if so, is it also the worst candy of all time? And mine was Peeps, and yes, it is the worst candy of all time.
All right, now you know. But so this. Peeps are, when I picture Peeps, I generally picture the Easter Bunny. Do you also have a vendetta against the Easter Bunny?
No, that's not if that.
Because I think the Easter Bunny is creepy as fuck.
I don't know. I think I started to not really like the Easter Bunny when it gave me an alarm clock in my Easter basket. That was just, that's like a red flag. So I guess I don't have anything against the Easter Bunny. It's just like, I've got other things that I like more, like the Tooth Fairy or...
Yeah, I'm a Santa guy.
The Sandman.
I'm a Santa guy, just at the end of the day.
You're a Santa guy? Exactly.
Yeah, big Santa guy.
What do you hate more? A rude alarm clock at 5 in the morning or Peeps?
Oh,
so,
shit.
Like,
sorry, shoot. I shouldn't swear.
You can swear.
It's a 5 a.m. alarm. It's a Sunday so bad.
Where you think you can sleep in, but you forgot you have your alarm set.
I run in the mornings. Thankfully, during this quarantine, I've been able to get up later, but it's usually a 5 a.m. alarm, and oh my god, does that suck.
I got the 5 a.m. alarms, too. I'd rather
get a million peeps and sleep in. Then
there
have to wake up at
5
a.m. on a Sunday.
Wow.
I found the limit.
I think in that one, I'd rather have the 5 a.m. wake up. I don't want to eat peeps.
Oh, it is too tough.
That's a rough one.
No, you have to get, well, in my head, I guess whenever I'm up at 5, I'm running. So it's like, if you're up at 5, then you have to run. Does that change your answer?
No, probably not. As long as it's not like negative 20.
Okay, fair.
So rude these days.
Yeah, now, like this morning, it was nice. It's like 65 degrees, but I had a little bit of humid air because it rained last night. I was on a run. I was prancing along like a little fairy. I was having a blast.
Lord, I need to live it.
Everyone pictures it in their head now. They know what's up.
Bippity boppity boo, it's Grant dancing like a fairy.
I was prancing like a fairy, not dancing.
Yeah, well, I changed it to dancing.
Well, different adverb.
Okay, Alex, in our friend group, you're known as, like, the poll person.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Posting some polls. Do you have, like, a poll in mind that, like, you remember being really surprised by the results?
Before you answer this, real quick, I want to clarify to all of our listeners, we mean, like, a quiz poll, not a poll that is on a...
Like option A, B, C, or D.
Yeah. One of those polls.
I'm hesitant to come on your podcast sometimes because if I'm ever the president of the United States, I'm afraid someone will dig this up. So thank you for clarifying that if I ever become the president of the United States.
We'd like to be your exclusive media outlet if you're ever the president.
Perfect. Yes. Okay, so you'd vote, wait, what?
He wants
it for exchange of a vote. You don't have to pay me. I'll just vote for you. But then, we could be your media people.
Yo,
definitely. If I can get 2 votes, perfect.
That's corruption.
But back to the Twitter polls. I do these polls specifically on Twitter because that's where my largest audience is, so I feel like it's most statistically significant. So, I think one of the best polls I've ever put out is, what's the biggest drinking holiday? Because I was genuinely curious when people, like, believe it is. And is it New Year's? The day after tax day, I think I put on there. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving? Or St. Patrick's Day? I think were, like, the 4 that I put on there.
I thought it was Arbor Day.
Arbor Day?
I'm kidding. I don't know.
That's a good note, because I made another poll as, like, a sarcastic tweet of what's the best drinking day, and I should have put Arbor Day on there, but I think I had, like, Groundhog's Day, Mother's Day,
Flag Day,
like, Easter, Flag Day, yeah, God, whatever it is. I don't remember. I think one was, like, do you consider a gluten-free, vegan, keto, or something like that, burger. That was one of the most surprising ones I had because almost every single person said it's not considered a burger. And this was like back in the early stages of polling.
Even the vegans?
I don't know. I don't know how many vegans follow me. Probably not a lot. But I feel like it's at least statistically significant that someone would put their vote on there.
So how many votes do you get each time? Do you get over 100?
No. I think, what do you have to have to be statistically significant?
Well, it depends on how you draw your sample.
45 to 50 is what I get.
I'll give it to you. Yeah.
Which is pretty
good. More traction we get.
Yeah, we get about...
I remember one, because Charlie and me tweeted about it. What's the best kind of chocolate milk? That was a good one.
Yeah, yes. I remember.
It was like Kemp's, some random one that you guys said that I had never heard of. Like
Oberweis? Oberweis?
I've never heard
or
of that.
Or AE, one of those.
AE.
Yeah.
Oberweis is actually pretty good too, though.
And I think they favorited one of your tweets, so.
Oh, Oberweis. Oberweis did favor one of our tweets. Not a big deal.
Sponsor us. Chocolate milk.
Yeah, chocolate milk. Sponsor us.
That would actually be really funny. You should think about sponsors.
You remember, like, the...
They don't want to sponsor these people.
Like, what kind of beer is the best beer? Like, shower beer, post-run beer, post-moinolon beer?
That's a good one.
What's the best chocolate milk? Post-run chocolate milk?
Or breakfast chocolate milk?
Yeah, like, this could be a poll.
This is tough. Yeah. This is tough, though. Cause
did you do the beer one already? Because that's a good one.
They just came out of that. Bud Light just came out with that, so that's not.
Damn it. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, best chocolate milk.
I don't want to. Sponsor Bud Light. Bud Light. Crisp. Yeah, I got Coors Light in the fridge, so I don't really know what to say. But yeah, so moving on. Keeping it light, keeping it positive, is working from home better or worse than working in the office? Like, do you like the freedom, or would you prefer to be in the office being razzled by Bob from HR?
I'm an office person. I think I'm incredibly extroverted, and being alone in this home is, like, not very fun.
Yeah,
so I like the grind. I don't really like getting up early, but I like starting my day and getting into the office and chatting it up. I don't miss the car. Yeah, I don't miss the commute at all.
Big small talk girl.
Yeah, pretty much. My day revolves around thinking of more Twitter polls. See, and then my job.
I'm just thinking about Alex walking in, like, going right over, like, oh, how about that weather today, huh? knocking on everyone's desk, like, oh, it's good to see you today. Oh, how was a kid soccer game? Like, just pointing fingers left and right. Just politician Alex walking into the room.
That's right. I told you, if I ever become president, I gotta be good at that stuff.
I know. If you're looking for a VP, I know a guy ran a couple successful campaigns in the past. Like student body president.
You were?
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Ooh, I didn't know that. That's a lame claim to fame.
Not a big deal. Not a big deal. I also had a couple student councils before then in, like, fifth grade where I got runner up, so first loser. But they were good campaigns. I lost to a guy we've had on the show before, Jack Spooner, and he won all the votes because he handed out people's spoons, and they had Tootsie Pops on them or something like that, or dummy suckers on them, and handed them spoons and said, like, vote for Spooner, and it was with a spoon taped to it. Of course they're going to win.
If he thought of that by himself, that's genius. But if his parents helped him, not genius.
Either way.
Did you have Exchange City, Alex?
Like Junior Achievement? Junior Achievement?
Like Exchange City?
No.
Oh. So, we did. It's like these fifth graders kind of run a city for a day. And I ran for mayor of my city. My slogan was, ride your Harley, vote for Charlie. And I threw Harley Davidson's do-rags out into the crowd.
Oh, did you win?
God.
Did you win?
I did not win.
Oh. Dude, this is really ironic.
That is hilarious.
In Exchange City, I ran the utility company.
I'm not shocked. Did you actually?
Dead serious. I always awesome. Forget about that, and I didn't even know what a utility company was. I was in fifth grade.
Ran it into
Did you ever play that stock game? Like, you, like, in fifth grade, you got to, like, buy stocks, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
And then, like, whoever had, like, made the most at the end of the, like, semester one.
I'm still doing that.
Well, I think that I hated that exercise. Like, I absolutely loathed it. And that's probably why I have, like, zero investments anywhere right now.
Light bulb. Okay, so we couldn't do a Charlie and Me sponsored basketball, like March Madness bracket. We do a Charlie and Me sponsored stock investment game.
This is funny you bring this up. Funny you bring this up, because a bookie website literally just came out with the exact same shit you can buy in the open market, but it's like, oh, gamble on the stock market if you can't gamble on sports. And they literally are feeding people to go through them to gamble on, like, futures. It's hysterical.
I
I feel like you were someone that took that really seriously, the exercise at the stock exchange in fifth grade.
Me?
Yeah.
I did really terrible, actually. I just bought like really conservative stocks, not realizing you have to buy really aggressive stocks for like a 3 month period. So I bought a shit ton of Ford, and you only had so much to spend. So I just had like Ford in my portfolio. But I'm not sure they counted the dividend. Looking back at it, if they didn't count the dividend, that's a gain, but doesn't go right in, whatever, doesn't matter.
Yeah, you lost me.
Whatever. So how's the healthcare field COVID's going?
It is freaking wild, my people. It's amazing. Without deviling in the details, every employer has to cover testing and related treatment. And for self-funded groups, you can choose whether or not you want to cover at 100% any hospitalization or inpatient treatment for your employees. So it comes down to a lot of, do you care about your employees? Do you care about the bottom line? What do you think next steps are going to be impacts? So it's a lot of projecting on costs and variables that we don't know. So it's super wild and it's super fun.
Sounds like gambling. Variables I don't know.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
But not really.
Just with people's lives, Charlie, so not quite as cool.
You guys should like definitely cut that because it probably sounds super lame. But yeah, the healthcare field has been wild recently.
Yeah, we edit a lot, so we should edit that.
No!
I put
Damn
this,
it, darn it.
About like 5 minutes after we're done with this, this will be like ready for me to put up, and then I just convert it to an MP3.
Dang.
It's great.
It's pretty good.
I use a template for every time, and it's the same template over and over again.
Efficiency.
That's the secret.
Yeah.
Peak efficiency.
Anyone can start a podcast.
Shut up.
Put 2.5 years into this investment.
Oh my gosh, you guys probably are. I was thinking about that the other day. You've been doing this for a long time.
This is our third season. We've done two.
Do you know what episode you're on?
The fourth episode of the third season.
Do you remember when you started? You started out saying like, this is now the like 11th podcast with Charlie and me. And now you're like, season 4, episode 3.
Yeah.
It's over 100.
That's wild.
Well over 100, yeah, because we used to do it every week.
Do you know how many followers you have?
A couple.
All right, I'll give you that. Three.
Okay, I'm going to say one thing, though. We came out with an Instagram poll or Instagram quiz last Monday, and that caught fire. We had about 35 responses just to the quiz itself.
You guys need to fix your algorithm because that did not pop up for me.
How do I fix? I don't.
It was an Instagram story.
It was a story, yeah.
I know, you need to fix the algorithm.
Well, you got to click through all of them next time. I need you to click through all of
them. You got like 700 people that I follow.
Well, I might as well click through all 700. What are you doing? It's quarantine.
I got a quarantine idea. We start unfollowing people. And by we, I mean you.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's bad karma sometimes.
Nah, I don't have to see what everyone. I don't want to see about everyone's kids and stuff. It's okay. They're all the engagement pics. We don't need to see any of that shit.
Fair.
If I get invited to the wedding, I'll see it at the wedding. How about that?
Oh my gosh. You're a
social person.
Yeah, I'm more of a visual learner. I like to learn in person.
Okay, Alex. My last question, variation of the tattoo question.
Ooh.
If you were to be able to give your dad a tattoo, what would it be?
And where would you put it? Where you put it's very important.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, we have to place it too?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if no one's really met my dad, but he's like pretty oblivious. So it would probably be, it's gonna say, ride your Harley, vote for Charlie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And it's like going to be on his bicep.
Nice.
Bicep.
Dude, that's a good one.
Ride your Harley, vote for Charlie.
That's right up there with one of our mom's friend's faces tattooed on his lower back.
Oh, my gosh. Who's that?
Listen up and you'll know.
I gotta start listening again.
That was a very, very early episode.
That was early, yeah, early episode.
Okay, so before we get into the little game we have, do you have any questions for us?
Yes, I have a few, so I'll try to not ask all of them. Okay, first one, if you could see one song live, what would it be?
One song live?
One song live by the actual artist.
Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Yo, Lean On Me by Bill Withers.
Oh, R.I.P.
Oh.
Damn.
I wasn't expecting either of those songs from either of you.
What about you?
What about?
What's yours?
I think mine was Take It Easy by the Eagles.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good live one.
Actually, Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Okay, on another note for songs.
Nice.
What would your quarantine walk-up song be? Mine would be It's the End of the World as We Know It by Aria.
Whatever the
touch is MC Hammer.
Ooh, nice. Whatever the theme song for Groundhog's Day is.
I'm not sure I know that one.
Like Bill Murray in the movie Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
Whatever,
I know
like
the
opening, whatever the opening scene it like credits is for that. That'd be mine.
But that's not like cheesy because it's supposed to be like
okay you want,
like Toxic by Britney Spears like quarantine.
What about oh crap, I just forgot it.
Sober by Childish Gambino.
And all right, that's a good
over.
One.
I'll never be
the,
sober.
The Twilight theme song, Twilight Zone theme song.
Ooh, both of those are good, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take note on those.
Tell me you don't wake up in the morning before a run, though, and you put music on just to, like, make yourself get motivated to get out the door.
You gotta do it.
Yeah, you wake up and, like, just turn on some random-ass, like, hip-hop song. You're just like, all right, fine, mm-hmm.
Just one pump.
That's important. Let's see. I've got two left. Okay, have you seen the show Tiger King?
Oh, yeah.
I have not. But I know a lot
okay,
about
okay, I guess Carol this is Baskin. For Charlie. Did Carol Baskin kill her previous husband?
Most definitely Don. R.I.P. Don.
Yeah. I think so, too. I haven't had a chance to ask anyone because there's no one here but myself. Maybe I shouldn't say that since this is going on a podcast, but I think he did, too. Or she did, too.
They reopened up the case. That's all I'm saying.
Did they really?
So yeah.
Open back up.
Holy cow. Okay, last question.
Sorry, one more thing about that.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Rumor has it they're coming out with one more episode.
Da-da-da.
That's going to be good. Uh-huh. I don't know, like, it had everything that you need in a good TV show.
Crazy characters, murder,
yeah.
Sex.
A plot that just always veers off to into, like, a place that you never expected it would go. Perfect. Okay, my last question. Best pizza place in Chicago?
Ooh, that's tough.
Easy. Lou Malnati's.
I can't call it the best in Chicago. I think Art of Pizza is pretty good. There's a lot, though, and if we go on record now, it's going to be really tough to go back. So I'm just going to not go on record. I'm just going to say no comment.
Wow.
The one I get the most is Lou Malnati's. There's a really good like brick oven place like two blocks away from me. Small mom and pop shop. They do phenomenal. It's just really expensive.
Yeah, you
want
to
know? You gotta shout it out and get a sponsorship.
You know what's crazy though? Charlie lives in the suburbs. Oh.
I know. I should have specified. It can be in the suburbs of Chicago. Some people that live in the suburbs refer to their place of residence as Chicago. So I mean, it's kind of up in the air.
It's not up in the air. It's pretty cut and dry, actually, if you look at their...
Check what the city lines are.
Yeah.
I'm not in the city limits.
You are not.
I'm in Cook County, though.
Yeah, so it was...
Close enough.
So it was frickin' Kankakee.
It's like saying St. Louis Park is in Minneapolis. It's not.
Right?
I never said I was in the city.
Yeah, but you're talking about...
You're
talking about City of Chicago pizza.
Sorry, whatever.
Yeah, dude. Illuminatus, I'll take Illuminatus. That's a real one.
Yeah, I believe that.
But I don't think it's the best. It's tough. That's a tough one. I'm going
keep
no
comment. Keep the fans updated. We need to know.
All right, you ready for a little game before we get going here?
I am.
Okay. Our game is Would You Rather. So Charlie and I each come up with a would you rather, and then you have to come up with one on the spot. So I'll start. Mine is, would you rather have to eat one peep each year for the rest of your life, or a whole package of peeps today?
One peep, no. Yes, one peep each year for the rest of my life, because there's no way I could eat them all today.
I'd get a whole pack down.
I'd eat all of them. I would just go for the package.
I would throw them all up immediately. It would not be good.
I didn't say you couldn't throw them up. That's cool. It's kosher. That's kosher. Oh, pardon, like the Easter puns with the Jewish puns. It's all fun.
I just can't. No, I can't eat those. Oh my God. I would have cavities in all of my teeth.
Just instantly fall out.
Never had a cavity.
They would.
Time to get one.
I have one dream left. Get a cavity.
Get a cavity.
All right. Mine is, would you rather be quarantined without Wi-Fi for a week, or quarantined without AC in 100-degree humid weather for a week?
Quarantine without Wi-Fi. Easy.
I don't know.
I'd go without AC.
I guess I don't need Wi-Fi. Yeah.
I gotta think of one.
Cause I could hardline that bitch in.
I just think back to the college days of like the LGC carrying my box fan around with me wherever I went.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty. I actually did that most of last summer too, until I got an air conditioner. So I lived.
I think I could pull it out for 1 week.
The thing that stinks about it, and literally and physically, you go to sleep in a pile of sweat, and you wake up in a pile of sweat.
No. I would much rather.
So
just
I'm taking the AC. Get rid of the Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Yeah. Rid me of it.
I'm a little baby back bitch now.
I will say, I just saw a huge flash of lightning. It really is spring. We're getting a spring thunderstorm.
Yeah, it's rolling in. I'm looking out the window here. It's rolling in. So.
Yeah. Sorry, I got distracted.
Big thunder boomers coming in. All right, Alex, you're out.
Okay. Do you guys remember the challenge 100 beers in 100 miles?
Oh, yeah. How could I forget that?
In 1 week, right? That's the deal.
I've been thinking about
doing it. Would you rather run or drink 100 beers and run 100 miles in 1 week, or never drink or run again?
100 beers, 100 miles.
100 beers, 100 miles.
That's nice.
You got to complete it, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I still regret not trying that.
If I would have had more time off between college and work, I would have tried it.
Yeah.
I think I could probably.
There's no time like the present.
Well, let's take a week off. Let's take a week off. We got to go someplace, though, because I don't want to run. It'll make me hate running here, so I want to make sure that I do
it
someplace.
That's true. Where would be the best place to do it? Where somewhere that doesn't have altitude. Cabin.
We can't go to Traps Cabin, though, because it's all hills.
So damn hilly.
I was going to say we could drive places, but we're drinking 100 beers, so I'm not driving anywhere.
We need a chauffeur.
Yeah.
Woo. Well, we go to Alabama.
We could go down to Alabama. Maybe not right now.
No, it's too humid there.
Go in the middle of, like, February.
What about Des Moines? No, Des Moines hilly, too.
We can go to flat parts in Des Moines. There's some flat spots.
We can't drive there, though, because we're drinking 100 beers.
No, we could run there. And we'd have chauffeurs.
That's true.
We know enough people in Des Moines. We get people to drive us around. They probably think it's really funny. Some of them.
Some of them. For the first day.
Until we're on our 75th beer, and it's Thursday.
Oh, my God, you sold?
Oh, that'd be something. I still wish we would be able to make that work after graduate.
We'll think about it. We'll get back to you, Alex.
I've gotten a lot better shape for that.
All right, Alex, thanks for coming on. This is a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
All right, that was our good friend Alex. Lots of fun, lots of ideas. The creative juices are flowing now, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, we got some stuff to work on, I think.
Yeah, and I'm really excited. A thunderstorm is about to roll in.
I'm jazzed.
Jazzed. Yes! Jack to the piss! That being said, we will wrap it up here. Wrapping it up, and Charlie, take away with your quote, huh?
It's from Albert Einstein. If you want to live a happy life, tie it to a goal, not to people or things.
Nice.
Get a goal.
Nice. That reminds me of another Einstein quote, but maybe I'll bring it back another time. This one, John Steinbeck, and it is, what good is warmth of summer without the cold of winter to give it sweetness?
I love that in perspective of this whole quarantine situation.
Yeah.
Deuces.